Brian, welcome to the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat here with Josh Wartenberger. I'm Crendon Prophet. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. And Coach Wartenberger, last season, what a great year for you and your team. This is just your second year at the helm of head coach, 13th total year working with the program. But last season, 19-4, yeah, I mean, you won the Big 7, which is now considered the Big East. We'll get some thoughts about that here soon. But just kind of, you know, tell me about last season, talk about this this off season, as well as just, you know, what you've been doing to get your team prepared to, you know, continue that success going into this year and trying to especially, you know, go to the state tournament this season, as last year kind of apprehended by a 4-point gain to Hayden.
Yeah, so just as far as last year goes, we had, you know, 9 seniors that led really well, had 3 juniors that were on the varsity, and really I felt comfortable playing any of them throughout the season. And now we've got kind of a void with those 9 seniors graduating, and now we have some guys coming up that you know, hopefully we got them a little bit of time in varsity, so they'll be a little more ready to go. But we have another big senior class again, and they've been leading well, so we're looking forward to starting the season and getting some games going just to see where we're at. But been really happy with their leadership, and just getting better each day. I felt like our team last year did that as well, and so that's an expectation that we have, is just get better each day.
Yeah, and you mentioned those seniors, 9 seniors leaving, 8 seniors coming back. You credit here in our article that we wrote that, you know, the upcoming players, their character is great. They're natural, unselfish leaders. So kind of extend the point about some of these players. I mean, talk freely just a little bit here about some of those guys out there on the court, your guards, your forwards. You know, how are they going to step up this year, roles they're going to play? I mean, you got a lot of big-time players. You know, tell me about them.
Yeah, so you know, with that group, I would say they get almost more enjoyment of watching someone else score than themselves. They're looking to make that extra pass. And so I've just been really impressed by their unselfishness. And I think that's just a reflection of who they are. You know, I wouldn't say that I could coach that real well, but it's just a reflection of who they are as people of wanting to see other people be successful, and that translates to team success as well.
Well, last year it was the Big 7, and you won it. This year, it's the Big East. A couple more teams coming in, a few teams leaving. What's the expectations for this season? I know you got some, again, big teams in there, like Silver Lake coming in. How's that going to, you know, kind of challenge you a little bit more in that league play, and you know, you'll be accomplishing league play, you know, not too far from now. Next Friday against Hiawatha will be your first league game, but you know, what's kind of the expectations for this season against this new rebuilt, refined league, and just kind of the overall expectations for the season as a whole?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the schedule that we have, and being a part of the new league. We got to see Silver Lake a couple times last year, so feel like we, you know, kind of know their personnel a little bit. Don't know a lot about, you know, Riley County and St. Mary's, just kind of seeing them on film in Rossville. But we know that just their tradition and their athletes, that that every team that we play, it's going to be a competitive game. With the number of teams in the league, I think it'll be really interesting to see, you know, that we only get to play them once for a league game. And so it's just, you've got to be ready on that night to go. You don't get the home and away like we did with the Big 7 with a smaller league. So now it's just kind of a one and done game against all of those Big East teams. And so that puts us more in kind of a sub-state atmosphere, I feel like, of just having only that one opportunity to play some of those teams.
Well, let's just get a quick view from you, head coach. This Friday, you play your first game against Marysville. Next week, on Tuesday, against ACCHS. What's it going to take from your boys to win both those games to start this year 2-0?
We'll play Marysville on Friday. I feel like they have one of the best players in 3A, and they're always well coached, and so that's a good team for us to open with to see where we're at and see if we're as physical as we need to be, as strong with the ball as we need to be, rebounding as well as we need to be. And so Marysville will be a really good test for us on Friday, and looking forward to that. And then Effingham on Tuesday, we did get to see them in Substate last year in the first round, and so our goal is to improve, and so we'll take what we did in Marysville and look for opportunities to improve the following Tuesday going to Effingham.
Well, this has been week one locker room chats with Sabetha Blue Jays head coach Josh Wartenberger. Good luck this Friday as well as next Tuesday. Thank you, head coach.
Yeah, thanks so much.